911, what's the address of the emergency?
It's at the Marion County Jail.
Okay, the Marion County Jail.
His name is Harold Minnis. He just called me a few minutes ago on the phone. He's age 63. I think he might either hurt himself or hurt someone else. He's on probation. He's a registered sex offender, and he has nowhere to live. He got something happened with where he was living. He went down there today to the jail to report to Officer Nix, and they don't have any housing for him. They told him to come back tomorrow. He doesn't really have any winter clothing with him. He just has a shirt and a pair of pants. So, you know, he's calling me. He wants me to take him to the hospital. I don't think the hospital wants him there. And if he needs to go to the hospital, he needs to go in an ambulance.
Okay.
So I'm letting you know.
Okay.
I'm letting you know, and I'm going to give you all this information, and because I think it's my civic duty, I have to do this.
I'm sorry. So did he say, like, why he had to go to the hospital? Was it just for, like, a housing is he trying to get? Or?
He is in end-stage renal disease. That means kidney failure. He has to get kidney dialysis 3 days a week. That's generally why he's at the hospital.
Okay.
He also has other health problems. He recently had a heart bypass, and he may need other health things. I don't know. He's very guarded about his health, and he doesn't really let people help him. And he just lashes out when things don't go his way. So that's the situation I'm in. I've spent a lot of money trying to help this man. I don't have any more time or money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a risk to me because he's getting increasingly desperate. So they let him out of Advent Health Hospital this morning. He called me. I picked him up over at the dollar store at Pine and 17th. I took him to the jail, and I told him that's it. I said, if you can't get a place to live, you need to go back into jail. He's on probation, all right?
Uh-huh.
He should be back in jail. That way he'll have food, clothing, and medical attention. When out on the street, he is a danger to himself and to other people.
Okay. And so you said, so he is at the jail right now? Like he's not inside, but he's at the jail?
He was outside the jail.
Okay.
Yeah, if he was in the jail, they would be taking care of him.
I just wanted to double check. And what is a good callback number for you?
352-239-9037.
And your first and last name?
My name is Neil Celeste.
Okay. Give me 1 second while I put this information in. Just stay on line with me, and I'll have some more questions for you, okay?
All right.
And I'm still here. I'm just putting this information in.
All right. Thank you. I mean, maybe he needs to be Baker active or there's some other act you said invoke. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
Okay.
He was living in Van Ellen, you know, at a group home. And, you know, first of all, the place isn't really equipped for a disabled person. There's a bunch of steps getting up to it. He doesn't have his wheelchair right now. He has a cane, but he usually has a wheelchair. And he's gotten into arguments with people there, and now he's kind of an outcast. And I spoke with his landlady, Tina. She's a nice lady, but she's got a bunch of parolees or probation people there. Some of them are sex offenders. Mm-hmm. So it's an unruly group, and he's, you know, the odd man out.
Okay.
And there's, you know, trouble being made, and they were, I guess, beating him up because, you know, he is 63, not a young guy.
Okay.
Some of the other
and are you at the jail now, too? Are you still at that location?
No, I'm in my office.
Okay. Okay. All right. So I know you said he's 63. Can I get his description starting with his race?
Yeah, he's a black male.
And what was he wearing today?
He was wearing a gray pair of, like, sweatpants and a gray shirt, like a pullover, I think it was. He wears an ankle monitor, too.
Okay.
So if he's not back in his home or somewhere, that thing's going to go off. He tells me that he spoke with this probation officer, and they told him, don't worry about that. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah. And does he have any physical, medical, or mental conditions that we need to be aware of?
Yes, he's in the end-stage renal disease.
Yeah.
Kidney failure. He probably had a couple of strokes recently. You know, it's hard to understand what he's saying. He kind of jabbers on and on without any real words coming out. And he's got a heart condition. You know, he was a lifetime smoker. He's got bad, everything's bad on him.
Okay. All right. So I did put this information in. So I am going to let you go now. So an officer will be dispatched as soon as possible. So just call us back if you need information, you get new information or need further assistance. Would you like a call from the officer on, like, any updates or anything?
You can if you want. Would it be helpful for me to call him? Because I can give you his phone number. He's got a cell phone. You want his phone number?
Yeah, I can get his phone number as well.
352-355-0036.
Okay.
You want his date of birth, social security number, state ID? I've got all that.
Okay. Alrighty. So I did go ahead and put all that information in. So if the officer does call you, it's going to be on a block or restricted phone number. So just keep an eye out for that, okay?
Yeah, his probation officer is Officer Ramirez. And his reporting officer is Detective Tasha Nix. She's well aware of the situation. I've been emailing her and other people in the government because he's not, you know, he's off. You should know that. He should be getting care under the Ryan White Act and from the Catholic Charities, and everyone is cutting him off for some reason. I spoke to his caseworker at West Marion Hospital, a woman by the name of Miss St. Kitts. She told me that there's a blockage that the county is showing him being in the jail, so he can't get any benefits. He can't get is Medicaid, social, you know, SSI, or anything else. So it really seems like it's kind of a setup to harm him by the Marion County authorities, because he can't get his benefits, and he's been basically kicked out of his house, and he has nowhere to go. So it seems like they want him, like, to just have a complete mental breakdown, maybe get in a fight with someone, and then they'll say, oh, look, he did this, he did that, and we're going to throw him in jail for 10 more years. This is what's going on.
Okay. So,
What's your name, ma'am?
Jessica.
You're Jessica.
Yeah.
All right, because I'm making a record of this, you know, for everyone's protection, and I know you're recording it, right?
Oh, yeah, they're recorded.
All right. They're
all public records.
I want to get a copy of the recording, and, you know, I just want everyone to be safe. And right now, he's not safe because of the situation, and it appears that the Marion County government is involved in blocking his benefits. And that includes the Catholic Church. Because I also contacted lawyers to help him. You ever heard of the firm Morgan & Morgan? All right, they were supposed to help him. They won't even return my calls or answer my email. And also, from the Florida Bar Lawyer Referral Service, I got a referral to Mr. Chalkley in Ocala. He won't talk to Harold to take his case. So, you know, there's too much blockage going on between medical, legal, and housing. This makes me suspect that this isn't the way things are supposed to run.
Okay, I understand. So just keep a lookout for that blocked or restricted number. That's the officer. I did put everything in for the officers to know about him, and they might give you a call just to get more information on him. So just keep a lookout for that, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.